Right now, it's nice to have her back after a couple-week absence. Thorin Christendotter joins us from Main Street Magazine. I hope you had a great holiday season there, Thorin.
Thank you. You too. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Well, here we go. Off on another blank slate. My grandmother always used to say that on January 1st. Okay, wipe your slate clean. You start off with nothing on the page.
Yeah. That's an approach that a lot of people take, and it's an opportunity to start fresh.
Yeah, but my father always used to make a joke and say, those kids have nothing on their page anyways.
Well, that's an entirely different problem.
He said, they live on a moment-to-moment basis. The page hasn't been written yet. All right. Well, we'll go right to your first article that we see on MainStreetMag.com, and that is Ryan Frank likes his space.
He does. So this is an artist who has been in this region working with, connections with a couple of different organizations that we all know, like the Hotchkiss School and the Mosaic Project. But he's also been working out of Brooklyn. And so he's, you know, has connections to the area and has come back and forth. And so Anna kind of weaves the story of how he came into this area and what he's been doing here and who he's been, you know, has been working with, and then the impact that it's had on him as well as he's had on various folks in the region. And it's kind of a nice tie-in for on all those fronts.
We have so many talented artists in our region, honest to gosh. I mean, it absolutely is amazing. And you know what's even better about it? There's so many different places they can display, and people really do go out and support artists in this area.
They sure do, yeah. And it's fantastic.
All right, let's move on to the next article. Beauty, community, and fun.
This is our entrepreneur feature of the month, and we talked to the gals at the Hair Lounge in Millerton and learned a little bit about who's there, how it is that they got started there. They're right across from the Talk of the Town Deli, and some may not know, but they... the majority of them used to be with Chad's in the same building before Chad passed away. And so they were able to stay together and get into this new beautiful space that they're in. And so this is kind of their journey since then and what they offer and their, you know, how their business has evolved in that time.
You know, I remember when Chad passed away, and I remember how tough it was for everybody. But also I remember, I think it's just terrific when you have employees like that can get together, take something that's absolutely disastrous, not only to Chad's family and Chad, but to themselves as professionals in the area. And you know what? Take the leap. Be entrepreneurial enough to take the leap and go out there and provide the services you were providing under your own banner. I just think that it takes a lot of guts in these times, and they're to be congratulated for it.
Exactly. So I had so much fun talking with them and learning more about their story and able to share it with everyone.
All right. I love food. I like to cook food and everything like that. I have never seen this, and it seems to me that it would be good. I've had tortilla soup, hot tortilla soup, buffalo tortilla soup and stuff like that. And I've had different chowders that have cheese and tortilla and hot sauce in it. But I've never really heard or even tried to make buffalo chicken chowder.
Yep. So Libby and Caroline changed it up this month. Obviously, for those who read us monthly know that they do usually do a baking recipe. So Libby thought that with the weather changing that it was time for soup. And we're at Main Street, we're big advocates of soup. We always love a good soup. And so this is one that Libby pitched us. And I said, yeah, it's January. It should be cold. You know, as you just said in your weather report, it's unseasonably warm. So Libby said she had a fantastic recipe that she makes all the time. And that's the buffalo chicken chowder. And as she weaves into the story, this was done a little differently for them because at the time when she was supposed to make it, Libby was actually sick with COVID. So she and Caroline had to make it separately. And so she weaves that into the story. But, by all accounts, it seems like a fairly easy thing to make. And she gives a couple of different, you know, ways to, like with the chicken, you know, how to make it easier or more difficult. So there are options there for folks.
Well, I'm going to cut this out, or else take my iPad into the kitchen, because I make corn chowder, I make clam chowder, I make potato soup, potato leek soup, and I would think that making this recipe It's just taking a couple different steps and incorporating it in there.
Yeah.
And
well, if you do, let us know how you do.
Oh, I will. It's another alternative because in the wintertime, I make tons of soup from pea soup to, I mean, it's great to have. You don't get tired of it because you can have it like a couple of nights in a row, and move on. And it just really is something about having, even though it's a warm winter, when it's 25 to 30 degrees out, it's still nice to have a warm cup of soup.
It warms you up from the inside, for sure.
It really does. All right. We're speaking with Thorin Christendotter, of course, Main Street Magazine. It's on your for free pickup at locations throughout our area, also mainstreetmag.com. The next article should have an impact on me, aging and attitude.
Well, with the new year and, you know, the whole blank slate thing, you know, a lot of folks are looking at different things that they can do. You know, I'm sure the gym memberships are skyrocketing again. But with that in mind, Regina penned this article and she looked into, aging basically, and how your disposition towards it can impact how you age and your health and mental wellness. So she went through a handful of things that impact that and talks about how you gain wisdom with it and how, you know, some of the scientific things behind it, and I won't give a lot of it away, but it's a very interesting read. And even if you're, you know, young, it doesn't matter. There are things there that, you know, pop out at you and things we can all incorporate and do live a happier and a healthier life.
Well, what's interesting about the story is I need knee replacements on both my knees. And so in the before that, they found something that they have to investigate because there's a red blood cell count. Anyway, so it's not life threatening, but I can't get the surgery done. So we got my physician found an expert, and we're going through things. It's now been 2.5 months that test after test after test after test, and they're not finding anything. Okay, and meanwhile, my knees are getting worse and worse and worse, and so. When you talk about attitude with aging, this is right up my alley. I have to keep saying to myself, okay, I'm 70 years old. I feel like that I'm being fleeced for money by the system with test after test. But you know what? I'm going to keep a positive attitude about this. Even though it's the wintertime and it gets dark early, I'm going to keep a positive attitude about this and go from there. Because I'm not in any danger, but you know, you just sooner or later you want answers. And especially the older you get, the quicker you want the answers. So it's a great article you got about aging and the way to look at things. And for the final story this morning that we'll talk about, A Perfect Echo.
Yes, the Carrie Chen Gallery up in Great Barrington has a new exhibit opening up this month featuring two artists. And Anna was able to catch up with Carrie herself and then the two artists and interview them. So it's like a mini artist profile and two artists that have been combined into this one show. So she was able to kind of have a look behind the scenes for both of them and kind of who they are and what they're about. And she included their artist statement in their bio so people can read that. And then each artist has about a page here out of the 2-page article. So they're quite different, but interesting in their own rights, and the art is beautiful. And so we were excited for the Carrie Chen Gallery and the show to go up this month.
All right. Well, you obviously you have more energy, and your staff is ready to head out into the new year. What's on the agenda for February?
Well, normally our farming and animal issue is in March, but since we are turning 10 in March and we're doing an anniversary issue, we've moved up the animal and farming issue to February. And we are well underway with that. But half my writers have gotten me their stories already. Ashley's been very busy with calling all the advertisers, and the advertisers are like, wait, but that's always in March. So we're having to tell them that, you know, it's our big anniversary is coming up, and we're actually hoping that the March issue will be our biggest ever. And with some reflections back and, you know, some news stories, and also our writers kind of, like Christine, you know, she's going to look back at through the past 10 years of all the different articles she's written and highlight some that stood out for her. And who knows, you know, they're all going to have a lot of fun with it.
All right. Well, Main Street Magazine, like we say, it's a free pickup at locations throughout our tri-state region, and also mainstreetmag.com, the complimentary website on the web. Thorin, we'll speak to you again next week.
Sounds good. See you then.
Take care. Thor and Kristen Daughter here on Robin Hood Radio with Main Street Magazine, mainstreetmag.com on the web.